at St. Joseph's Hospital, and the first voice is Paul Palfrey.
He's looking good this time, though.
Good enough.
He's looking good, don't you think?
Tell us what you think of everybody.
I don't know. I don't think much of anybody
right
now.
Feel pretty good, Paul?
Feel fairly good, yes.
Don't you want to send greetings to some of the pioneers?
Are you going to see, what you call it?
We're going down to see him. What are you going to say to him?
Nothing much.
That's very short, wasn't it, Sarge?
Very short, yeah.
Not much on talking, Harry.
I know you ain't. What's your full name, Sam? What's your last name?
Sarge. It's Lambert.
What about fire? What about fire?
No, that fellow was near jail, and I don't feel bad. So I will or not, please.
Hmm?
I will or not. He got my record up at the Pioneers. And,
well, this is the Pioneers tape.
Well?
Yeah, I'll play it back to you.
Yeah, I wouldn't be interested at all. I just...
You think you'd be all right for the next meeting?
Huh?
You're going to come down to meet me? June 6th.
I ain't coming to no more meeting until they go in your... They bring fine out tomorrow. If the devil will it will be good such me. I know
what
it lay
on. What do you call it, gallstones?
I don't know, it's hot. But it's right in here. I don't know if I'm laying on the floor in the coal pile and someone is throwing big rocks at me.
Yeah?
That's me pretty hard.
Who did that?
Well, I don't know. It might be in the devil or it might be in the... I don't know. Just what I told the doctor. I say I never got a chance to tell the two of you. That's the way I'm just sore like broken ribs all over. So maybe tomorrow the prospect.
Prospect?
Yeah, see if I got broken ribs.
X-rays.
Yeah, well, that's a prospect.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I just say about it.
They're not starving you, are
they, Sam? Pardon?
Did you eat anything?
Very little.
You want orange? Yeah.
No, Terry, I might eat an orange sometime. Yeah. I take is hot liquid. Nice fried chicken.
You don't smoke?
No. Nice dinner. Nice a story of a tea. All I eat was a little bit of things. I might eat that sometime. All I eat was just a little bit coffee and with ice cream in it. Oh, that's...
You want an apple?
No, thanks. I can't eat an apple.
Oh, you can't eat.
I got no teeth.
He's like me. Got cut it up little. I got all mine pulled and got false meat. See?
I haven't had a tooth in my head for 42. How long is that? Well, for 20 years.
Yeah, put in your time.
Yeah.
Something like that. He pulled them all out, but I never missed them. Can't talk no how.
Can you eat beef steak?
I can eat the Irish steak.
Chew it up?
Yeah.
Cut it up a little?
After those gums just...
You know, I got one of those machines, you grind it up.
No, I never... There was a couple of girls on the trap line there in Fort Domino. You know you used to have a trap there.
Yeah.
You were kind of an empty steam trap, see?
Yeah.
And there was a couple of girls there, and one of them, she says, well, she was, rendezvous, she was a good cook.
Yeah?
I said, kind of girl, I won't civil service. So, so she went to the wrong state. She didn't want nothing else, nothing substitute. She was very good. And he has a joke on her, see?
Oh, he smokes. Give him a
no, no, change. No, yes. I wouldn't. Yeah. And,
well, what year did you come to the country, man?
I had to get, you put the short on the
table. Short on the table?
I got a lucky smile
on it. Oh, that.
1906,
you come to the country?
One or two counties.
And I think it was 4 years in San Francisco, or California.
Different. Down in California,
huh? And then
you was in California when I was real small then.
Instead of time on earthquake.
Oh, you was there during the earthquake.
I just came before a few days before the quake.
Mm-hmm.
So, then I came to Alaska in 1910, and I've been partly in Alaska ever since.
Did you do any mining here?
Well, yes. Different places, prospecting. We mined for 2 years up at Homestead. You remember Nick?
Mm-hmm.
D.D. Nickel?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had the
Homestead mine, I've heard of it.
Well, I was off the head of
Faith Creek.
There's a hydraulic plant up there.
Mm-hmm.
Tillerson used to date it.
Peterson?
Tillerson?
Ernst?
Peterson.
Oh, Peterson.
Ernest Peterson.
Ernest Peterson, yeah. I've heard of
Peterson's a well mine from Livengood.
Mm-hmm.
He worked with all people. And we worked there for 2 years. Well, the Millers, Frank Miller and Carl Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was better, Miller sold out to me. That's the way it was, just the lease.
What's that?
Frank Miller?
This one. Sam, what's your last name?
York.
Sam York?
Yeah.
York, is it?
Yeah.
Sam York.
So, so we mined there for 2 summers, and I sold off to Frank Miller. That's his brother.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't get along the second year, there was no money. And here, the first year we made a little money, good wages. Hard work, 12, 15 hours a day, beyond 11 o'clock at night. Digging up joints and setting them up. It was big, we had those big, there was a big band up there, big number three. See, their feet all got number two.
Mm-hmm.
It's an extra big band, pipe and everything. It's outfit to work a dozen men. Or alert water if they got us.
Well, you have to use the number two giants, are they?
We had number three.
Number three giants.
So much heavier.
Yeah, it's big stuff.
And one summer we made a little money, me and Nick. You remember Nick?
Mm-hmm.
He's lived on the under in the law.
Oh, Nick, yeah, lived on Wendell
Avenue. Yeah, and D.D. Nichols,
isn't
he?
Yeah, Nichols,
yeah, I remember him now. Well, we worked hard workers. First summer we made a little money, but we made what you call good wages, I guess. Happened to have a good water. Lots of work we had. We had a plant enough there for 5 men, so our plant was served. We had set off and get the ice out and get the, like in the spring where you're mining, where you gotta just, we had a little ditch about a mile, and that's just like nursing a sick cat in the spring.
Mm.
You've got to just walk up and down there, walk there maybe for 2-3 weeks until...
Keep them repaired, though.
Huh?
keep them repaired?
No, you never let it get to the pen. You see if there is a little bit of a hole where the frost, because if the frost ever gets away, she's down the hill, it's all summer fixed up.
Wash out.
All summer, we can. So we, in the spring, we just put a little water in. Keep on, finally, when we get the frost all over it, which we think we have anyway, well, we still just very careful, just finally we leave water on it now, see, on the plant. Mm-hmm.
And you want to hear this back to you, Sam?
Never get cut all out, see, it might be about midsummer. Then we fill up the ditch. Fill it up and go stay right there, stay with all gates and things. Stay right there, as long as you say. Without that, we couldn't.
How long did you know Frank Young here?
Oh, since about 26 or 27. You remember the time we had the blue smoke?
Blue snow?
Blue snow that summer.
Oh, blue.
Is it?
Sure, I remember that.
Oh, I guess I'll meet you about in 26 or 27.
That's the day that Sam was one of the different foremost of trapping men here in this part of Alaska.
You run a trap line, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I tried everything, make money at everything, just... Well, I always managed to make it.
Along about 1927, Sam took me into his cabin on Wendell Avenue, and he played the guitar for me.
You was quite a musician, were you?
Yeah.
Well, might be a record here, can't tell. Somebody might have stolen. No, Frank Young and I, we used to, he played the mandolin, I played the guitar, and we sing like squaws on the Yukon, and long before those teachers come in here and put on record. Better, more attractive, but just no breeze. The source come in here, the call, and, well, there was a fellow named Charlie Carl. His moved uncles, but he had a rhythm. Give him three words and then make a piece of music out of it. Isn't that right, Frank?
That's right.
Yeah, give him three words and it'll be it. Be sense every bit of it, just out
he
of...
He turned it right into music.
Out of nothing, yeah. He had a bit sense to it. He'd been up on the radio here every birth year, I think it is, in November.
The first programs on this KFAR.
Oh, when they first set it up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he was just a natural dog. He couldn't do anything with him. But he had the... if he used his... Well, same as Frank, if he used his talent to what he... Not saying, maybe me, he'll not quit that thing. Me no more. Me, no more talk.
Okay, Sam. Do you want to hear any of this back to you now?
No.
Okay.
But that's just the way it is. If you use all talent.
Yeah.